Welcome to tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. Today is Thursday, April 23rd, 2015. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, a breakdown of Marine riot training. Then, a childhood classic is ruined in a bid to push vaccines. And the world's largest polluter is exposed. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
If you really want to get into conspiracy theories, I'm a reptoid clone of John Wayne and Elvis.
Our top story tonight already adds to the heightened concern that a lot of people in America are experiencing now, especially with all this military training that is going on in our backyard. And it's this article from Paul Joseph Watson. Video: Marines conduct riot control drill. Troops repel angry protesters with pepper spray and rifles. He writes, the video, which shows Marines taking on irate demonstrators with pepper spray, batons, and rifles, will only serve to heighten concerns that the U.S. Army and federal government are preparing for more civil unrest in America in the aftermath of the Ferguson, Missouri riots. The fact that the training exercise has been presented for the consumption of the American public also raises questions as to its intended purpose. And now we're going to go to the accompanying video report produced by Next News Network's Gary Franchi. And when we get back, I want to talk about some movies he's produced in the past, which show how this has been building up to the point that we're getting to today. And we're going to have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired, in here to talk about some other developments that have happened with Jade Helm. So stay tuned.
Breaking news this just in. We just received a tip about an operational readiness exercise conducted at the Naval Weapons Station in Yorktown, Virginia. Marines training for riot control. That's right. Marines training for riot control. Per the usual, the exercise was given the cover story of overseas preparation. Sergeant Andrew S. Wilbur, a non-lethal weapons instructor, said of a similar exercise, quote, consider they are hypothetically operating within an embassy. However, as we've been following for weeks, public concerns are running high amidst the recent Fort Lauderdale FEMA camp roundup drills and Ontario, California martial law training. Participants in this latest training exercise were the Bravo Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company. Oddly, the high production footage you're seeing right now is directly from the Department of Defense. It is a professional news package intended for the public to see. So this exercise actually has a twofold effect. First, the Marines are training for riot and crowd control on American soil, where Tea Partiers and constitutionalists are constantly demonized by politicians and the media. In the event of civil unrest, these same Marines could deploy this training upon Americans. Second, the media production aspect of this is chilling because it shows they're doing this in full public view. They want this to be seen. Why? Because they want the public to accept Marines, not police, conducting riot control during the coming martial law and societal breakdown. While training is a common part of military life, these tactics are suspect in context of our other reports. I implore you to please review the content that is on this channel to gain the full perspective. And most importantly, please be prepared for the unknown days that lie ahead. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi. And remember, like, share, and subscribe to our channel. That is how we bypass the mainstream media. That is how we grow.
And if you go back to where the original video was posted on one of our government paid for, public paid for websites, you could see where they say, well, you know, this is to train the Marines if something breaks out in an embassy. And but as we've shown time and time before, we've shown plenty of footage of Army and Marines even training here on American soil, National Guard. It doesn't stop. The training is continuing here. They always say you train where you're going to fight. We've seen the cities over in Virginia at Camp AP Hill, Fort AP Hill, where they actually built a city with American signage and a mosque and a church and a soccer field. All this stuff is being done for us. And I'd like to call your attention to some videos that we put out a long time ago. We actually didn't put this one out, but William Lewis, the guy who was narrating the video we just played, put out Camp FEMA. Gary Franchi with William Lewis put out Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, Enemy of the State, Camp FEMA Part 2. And then myself with Jason Douglas and Alex Jones put out Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, just showing the incrementalism that's going on here in our country with the buildup of these FEMA camps that now people are saying are Walmarts, but I'm not so sure about that. But joining me to answer the questions about this Marine drill and a few other drills is my good buddy here, Joe Biggs, who's actually been in, or you saw the riots break out in Ferguson with the people starting to throw stuff at the police and the shots heard and all that other goodness. What do you think after watching this video, just the raw footage, not with the narration?
Well, there is some truth to the fact that they do that training for embassies because 9 times out of 10, they're going to have a squad of Marines guarding those embassies. So that makes sense. But just like earlier when Paul Joseph Watson and David Knight were speaking, there's double meaning behind training. It's not always just as crystal clear as it seems like we're using this only for this one thing. Well, they're using it for that as well, but they're also training to condition people here to get used to doing it on American soil. And that's what you have to focus on. And all these people who call us tinfoil nut jobs, whatever, that's the angle they look at only is the fact that, yes, it is training that's useful for embassy protection. But at the same time, if you go read the documents, it shows you that there's a double use for foreign and domestic as well.
Yeah, it looks like a three-way conditioning. You're training them for an embassy situation here in America, and then you're training the American public by putting this out to Americans and saying, hey, look at what we're doing. We're good little boys and girls. Don't worry when you see this in your neighborhood. It's no big deal. We're here to help.
Well, the scary part about that training is how they're bringing the guns around as well.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I saw the riot police in Ferguson.
You've been
luckily,
shot?
Yeah, I've been shot. Luckily, when they did that, they didn't go quite that far. But like you said, we're seeing these steps increase closer and closer to where it looks like it's an inevitable where there's going to be a martial law takeover in these areas. And how they train and the intensity of this training has stepped up just out of this world the past year.
Yeah. And in Florida, we saw the footage, you know, kind of grainy looking, but they were marching people through the streets and then putting them into trucks and taking them away.
Yeah. And they say we're crazy if we question that and we want to look into that further.
Right.
I don't think anybody wants to be sleeping in their bed and then some Chinook or, you know, Apache flies overhead and then troops come, you know, fast roping out and then grab you.
Or say it's night and you see special forces walking through your backyard. They wake up your dog and you go out there with a gun.
Yeah.
Well, that could happen this summer in Bastrop. And that goes to our next story, which came out of the Austin American Statesman. We posted a version of it, which I like our headline better. Bastrop County, Texas residents oppose Jade Helm. Many Americans expressed strong concern over the training. And then you have the Austin American Statesman watered down headline, Jade Helm 15 to make appearance before Bastrop County commissioners. Really doesn't say anything. And doesn't mention anything in the headline. Doesn't make you want to read the story, which kind of looks like it's on purpose. But tell us about what's going on now.
All right. So what this is a lot of people in Bastrop have kind of been concerned, so to say, with this whole Jade Helm operation. And, you know, we're based out of Austin right here. Bastrop's our next door neighbors. We do a lot of videos about this. We help break the story. We help get it out there and get attention to it. And people are starting to see the implications of this exercise. And luckily, there's a lot of people in Bastrop who are kind of saying, hey, I'm not quite sure. I'm not convinced of your narrative that you've given out about what it is you're really going to be doing, because they said these special operations soldiers will be in civilian attire, driving civilian vehicles, doing suspicious activity. So that's something that's unknown that we're not going to know about. Now we know there's a lot of these ex-special forces guys who are going to do a counter Jade Helm. But this right here is a good opportunity, I think. This whole county commission meeting, if we can get enough people, enough patriots, enough Americans who are sick and tired of this BS, the fact that we spend millions of dollars on these training facilities and they're not using them, they're coming out here and scaring the bejesus out of people. We need everybody to show up on April 27th at 9 a.m. And I'm going to give you the address right now at 804 Pecan Street. It's at the second floor. And this is the commissioner's courtroom in Bastrop. At 9 a.m., people are going to show up and basically talk in a public forum about their concerns about the entire operation. But not just that, the architects, the people who are creating Jade Helm from Fort Bragg, from SOCOM, will be present to talk about this. And I think this is a great opportunity for patriots to get out there and ask some really hard questions like, you know, why is this happening? Why is this going on?
Yeah. You know, what's going to happen if sometime at night, my dog wakes up in the middle of, you know, wakes me up. I come out there with my gun to see what it is. And you got special forces guys with guns trained on me. You know, what am I, you know, what would I do in that situation? I think those are the types of questions, especially out there. It's a little, it's a rural area out there. And there could be a lot of those operations. They said these types of operations are going to be going on. They're going to be trying to work undercover.
And they're going to be doing their operations from, I think, right around 11 o'clock at night until 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
When people are trying to sleep, they've got to go to work in the morning. They're going to have a lot of cranky people out there. People aren't going to like that. And I, like I said, I want to encourage each and every person out there right now to come out. If you've got to drive 3 hours, who cares? This is something worthy of going to. Get up off your butt. Put your Cheetos down, get off the couch, and come out and support this. I'm going to be out there protesting. I'm going to go out there and ask as many hard-hitting questions as possible, because if we can get it shut down in Bastrop, other people across America can see what we've done, and then they can go to their commissioners and all this stuff, and they can bring it to the surface. Hey, we don't want this happening in our town. Let's do the same thing, and let's stop it.
I just realized, Joe, that by doing this, we are being hostile towards the government. We're playing into their narrative. We're now a hostile state because we just don't agree with what's going on. And we have questions about it. And we know that these army plans exist. They've existed for a long time. Since the 60s, they've been working on this continuity of government situation or different whatever may happen. They go, well, if this happens, we're going to be ready with this. If this happens, we're going
to
be ready
with
this.
Yeah, they want to have these re-education camps to...
Fun camps. Yes. Hillary called them fun camps.
Yeah, fun camps.
Don't misinterpret what Hillary said. You know, they're for us. Now let's go to this next thing. Paul put out a video yesterday about the Walmarts and their sinister things that might be going on. I'm getting a ton of information. I monitor the whistleblower email. I saw a video that a guy who lived across from one in Vegas went in. Now they're being shut down from midnight to 6 a.m. And he went in and noticed that the floors have been redone and the shelves all have wheel units underneath them. And he's saying, wow, this is weird. This has never happened before. He talks to a guy out front and said, yeah, he agreed with everything that he had observed, agreed with him. He doesn't know why it's being done either. People have been sending you information. What's your take on the whole Walmart thing?
Well, I can understand the whole the fact that there's a labor dispute going on and they just want to shut them down just to get that out of their hair.
That's what I think it is. I think it's really they're cutting people's hours because they wanted a raise. They did get their raise from their strikes. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, hey, guess what? We're going to shorten your hours. So that's a way for them to even the scales. They don't really care about the little people that are going to be hurt by this or the people that are getting less hours and less work. But at this point, I don't think there's any reason to suspect it's something sinister. Now, Walmart does allow people to park large vehicles there in their parking lots. They kind of encourage that, especially people traveling in RVs. You could look at any Walmart. They have an open policy for that. One, because it brings them customers. It brings them people who are going to go in and buy stuff. And so I think you might see military convoys pulling into a Walmart. Who knows what those motives are, but they do allow that because I've been getting a lot of reports from people saying, hey, you got to look into this. There's military presence at Walmarts. What does it mean? And, you know, all I could say is at this point, I don't think there's any reason to be concerned about it, but we should still keep our eyes open.
Well, definitely. It's definitely something to keep an eye on, but I don't think there's really a correlation between Jade Helm and the Walmart closures. But an interesting thing is though, yesterday I saw the page on FEMA where they actually had a Walmart exec working on one of their boards.
Right.
So, I mean, that was just kind of another interesting thing. And we have a report about that as well.
Yeah, let's go to that report now and we'll be back to finish up with Joe Biggs.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, I just finished watching Paul Joseph Watson's new video, Walmart Death Camps for Martial Law Takeover Debunked. And in that, he states that the main reason behind these Walmart closures is due to labor activism, essentially. Kurt Nimmo also has an article up about that exact same thing as well. But I do find it interesting. I found some information on FEMA on their website. And back in August 9th of 2013, they basically appointed new people to a national advisory council. And one of the people who is still currently sitting on that board is a Mr. Mark A. Cooper, who is the senior director for emergency management Walmart. So this guy is sitting on the board for FEMA, and he's also an executive for Walmart. So this is just something to kind of look at a different angle as well, wondering what's going on with that, if there's any kind of connection with this entire closures of Walmart, if there's a correlation between these and the whole Jade Helm operation. A lot of people think that, you know, because of all these underground tunnels,
that that has to do with, you know, possibly transporting stuff, the fact that they're closed down and they're seeing cops and military presence outside of these, and it's further fueling the speculation that these Walmart closures have more and more to do with the Jade Helm operation. So stay tuned for more reports at Infowars.com. I'm Joe Biggs.
And that report is called FEMA Mart Super Tyranny Center, if you want to get it online and pass it out to all your friends. And I really think we've really covered the Walmart angle. We're looking at it. I'm looking at all the tips people are sending in. But at this point, I don't think there's any real cause for alarm.
Yeah, there's no clear answer to what's really going on at this point. But like you said, it's good to keep an eye on it.
Totally. Now, this last piece I want to cover out of USA Jobs, Federal Emergency Management Agency is looking for transportation managers. I sent this to you this morning. Two things I would like to point out. One of the key requirements is you must be a U.S. citizen, which I think is good, and obtain and maintain a government credit card. Well, and we've seen what the government does with these credit cards. It came out that they were making like billions of dollars worth of these really small purchases. So we know they have the ability to really waste money. But I like in their job summary, when disaster strikes, America looks to FEMA. Now FEMA looks to you. So what do you make of this transportation manager job opening?
Well, it kind of goes with the whole Walmart conspiracy type deal that, you know, a lot of people saying that these places are going to be shut down and used to transport water. Then they're trying to get transportation people who would possibly be driving or handling logistics of vehicles moving across large distances. Like I said, there's a lot of weird jobs that keep popping up, and it's just one of those things we have to keep an eye on and try and track what happens as things progress.
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember back in Hurricane Katrina, Walmart actually sent two or three truckloads of water to New Orleans, and FEMA turned them away. Can you believe that? They're like, here's some water. They're like, nope, you didn't go through the proper processes. You got to go fill out applications A, B, and C. Can't take this water. Get it out of here. So that's what happens when disaster strikes. FEMA turns away free water. I mean, it was free water. It was like, here's the water. We want to help. Well, you know, we've taken most of your small businesses. Here's how we're going to pay back a little bit. We're going to give you a little bit here. And,
That's a place that needed water at that time. I mean, that's just,
they needed fresh water.
They're already going door to door to take people's guns. So now they're just going to keep water from getting to you.
Get people thirsty. Well, that's what we're going to cover in this segment. We're going to be back with a whole bunch more, and I'm going to cover one of the largest polluters in the world. Well, stay tuned. It's going to be at the end of the news, but wait till you see who we caught red-handed polluting our earth. Rob Duins, this is InfoWars and Nightly News. My buddy Joe Biggs.
My name is Alex Jones. Most of you know me from my syndicated radio program and my documentary films, as well as InfoWars Nightly News. When I got on air 20 years ago, I had discovered the globalist program, their plan to take over the world, and my focus went from running 6 miles every other day, swimming 2-3 miles a couple times a week, and lifting weights to focusing on fighting the globalist. I've gone from 279 pounds all the way down to 235 pounds, and the weight's going off even faster. Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and Oxy Powder. Those three products of the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products are the most important from my own personal experience. And it wasn't just that my weight loss accelerated. My muscle mass increased. My stamina, my energy levels exploded. Now is the time to take action. Start your journey today with the Alex Challenge Pack. It's the trifecta of change. Secure yours today and get free shipping for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory
free offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. This next story, I want to illustrate how the mainstream media just doesn't get it. And it's a story involving terrorism, drones, Mossad spies, even a little bit of Osama bin Laden thrown in. But this is how the narrative works. The mainstream media likes to push its narrative that's based on what it gets from the State Department, which is based mostly on lies and propaganda and psyops. And then you have us, which we actually look at the information, what it is, and decipher it and show it to you. And I'm going to go back all the way back to 2006. We've been posting on this person that I'm going to talk about in this next article. This is from Kurt Nemo. It came out today. U.S. American hostage killed in counter-terror op in January. And I'm just going to scroll down to the bottom of this article, because basically what happened is they released a statement talking about some people got killed. And also in the statement, according to the statement, Adam Gadan was killed in a separate operation. Gadan is also known as Azam the American, allegedly acted as a cultural interpreter, spokesman, and media advisor for Al-Qaeda. In 2008, it was reported that Gadan was killed when the CIA military bombed a house where he was supposedly staying in Waziristan. It was later reported that he escaped unscathed. Now, Adam Gadan, who is this guy? Okay. This has got a lot of interesting, detailed information in it, but he's definitely not who he appears, as in with most of the things we get out of Al-Qaeda and that ilk. I go first to an article from 2006. This is from Steve Watson. New Al-Qaeda video, more CIA black op propaganda. And it talks about a new video come out, talking about a Californian named Adam Gadan. He's talking about, you know, feeling the dark side, but here we go. Adam Gadan is in fact the grandson of the late Carl K. Perlman, a prominent Jewish urologist in Orange County. Carl Perlman was also a member of the board of directors of the Anti-Defamation League and was caught spying on the Americans for Israel in 1993. The information also appeared in the Jerusalem Post. So there we're looking at this guy's got ADL contacts. His dad was caught spying, or his granddad was caught spying. And then Adam's got this whole history of being a death metal guy, and then he goes to a mosque and he converts, and then he moves out to the Middle East and starts making videos. So that's one part of information where he may be CIA. Here's another part. Another key indicator that Gadan is an employee of the Western Intelligence comes from a report of the Orange County Weekly, which details a man named Khalil Deek, a computer expert who attended the same mosque as Gadan and later became a top Al-Qaeda deputy, was continually protected by U.S. authorities and allowed to go free on several occasions. They're both accused of organizing a terror cell in Anaheim in the mid to late 90s. And this was before all of this anti-Muslim hatred that we now kind of see fomenting on the left and right. It was before all that was happening. These guys were in on the ground level, which indicates, some foreknowledge. Now let's go to 2007. Mossad agent Perlman, we've gone from him being just a regular guy, but Mossad agent Perlman releases phony Al-Qaeda tape while Bush authorizes the CIA to bankroll and arm the real Al-Qaeda in Iran. And if we scroll down, Israeli's Mossad intelligence agency was caught back in 2002 creating phony Al-Qaeda group to justify attacks on Palestinians. Perlman also has a knack for releasing tapes. Perlman is Gadan, remember, at the most politically opportune time for Bush, having first burst onto the scene shortly before 2004, the presidential election, and then right after Katrina when the president's approval rating was tanking fast. Even more mainstream publications like the Los Angeles City Beat have dismissed Perlman as nothing more than cartoonish propaganda. Also, he gets a lot of his videos are released out of a group called the Intel Center Group, a U.S. contractor that's headed by Vin Vizinki, and who's given the tape credence in media interviews. And remember that, we're going to get back to that later. So in this tape, all right, even Wired Magazine reported on this back in August of 2007, researchers' analysis of Al-Qaeda images reveals surprises. And what it revealed was that, and I'm going to go to the images here, if you scroll down to the images, that the Al-Qaeda bug and the writing there were put in the same layer, indicating that they were put in at the same time. The translation was done by this security group, but also the Al-Qaeda bug was put in at the same time. And this comes from the research of a hacker named Neil Krawitz. And he also looked at a 2006 video, which had a bunch of guys sitting on a desk laughing. And he said, well, it looks like the Al-Qaeda bug and the other bugs were all put in at the same time, indicating these are all coming from the same place. Now, after this article came out, I guess Croats contacted Kim Zetter, who is the author of this article, and says, wait a minute. I never said that they were on two different, or they were on the same level. It could have just been, it was the same compression used. He was backtracking this. Although she goes back, she does three updates on this article. Here's the third update. And she writes, however, in a taped interview I conducted with Neil, him, after his presentation, he said the logos were on the same error levels and that it was indicated they were added at the same time. And so he backtracked on this after the article came out, no doubt due to pressure from someone else. Because there you can see some more examples of the work of where the bugs and the translation are being put out at the same time. Also, in that picture there, some books were added in. And this was clearly done by different people, not these guys in the caves in Afghanistan. So they had to backtrack that. The researcher backtracked it after he was called out, who knows, by someone in the State Department, maybe one of his liberal friends who's making money on keeping this Al-Qaeda narrative alive. Now let's go to 2009. Notorious double agent Gadan apologizes for Al-Qaeda murders. Notorious double agent Gadan apologizes for Al-Qaeda murders. And this also came out at a politically opportune time. This was right after the Major Hassan shooting at up at Fort Hood, where he killed a lot of people. He came out praising that, which really is going to amp the anti-Muslim, anti-Al-Qaeda rhetoric, keep that narrative alive. What's interesting in this article, it also talks about that the house that was bombed where he escaped unscathed earlier was owned by one Majid Khan who worked for the CIA. So he was in the home of a CIA agent that was bombed and he got out okay. And it also talks about in this article some other interesting people, Zacharias Massawi, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and Omar Abdul Rahman, who are also patsies in this whole Al-Qaeda scheme. We have to have boogeymen that we can go after. And we've gone on the new tapes from the other Al-Qaeda offshoot groups. But let's move on. Here we go. Back in 2010, Al-Qaeda video calling for attacks on U.S. arrives day after Pentagon shooting. And this is just another example of how he puts out tapes at these convenient times. It's like his handlers are saying, hey, it's time to put out another tape. And there he is releasing one. And now here's a final article from Paul Joseph Watson back in 2011, May 6th. U.S. government contractor claims Al-Qaeda has confirmed bin Laden fairy tale. And this talks about the group Site, who is also getting some interesting intel. They're the ones always releasing these tapes. They seem to get them first before anybody else sees them. On the same weekend, Site released a tape of Adam Perlman praising Farouk Abdulmutallab and Fazil Saleed, the alleged Times Square bombers. Adam Perlman is blatantly a Mossad spy who's releasing fake Al-Qaeda videos to bolster the geopolitical agenda of both the United States and Israel. That's right. As long as those narratives are out there, that we have a boogeyman that we have to be watching out for, you're just going to see a continuing ramp up of this war on terror. And now that we're through with Al-Qaeda, we now have ISIS, who has taken the place of them, another group that we've created, we're continually arming. And this is how the narrative works. Gadan was sort of like a peripheral player who just kind of appeared when we needed him to, very conveniently all the time, always with these videos coming out whenever a president's approval rating was low, and that's to boost it back up so he can come out and say, look, we still got to worry about these terrorists. I may be doing something bad here, but don't worry about that. Now, let's get back to the original article that this was all brought out about. U.S. American hostage killed in counterterror op in January. Now let's look at how from this, we go to the CNN article. Adam Gadan, American mouthpiece for Al-Qaeda, killed. So they put him in the headline of the article as he was just kind of a leaf note in ours. While he wasn't one of top Al-Qaeda's leaders, Gadan was one of the most prominent members, given his many statements on behalf of the organization. He converted to Islam in 1995, left the United States for Pakistan 3 years later. His father said Gadan last contacted the family in 2002. So they're living right up to the narrative. See how CNN explains it? They're like, look, this guy, we really had to worry about him. It's a good thing we took him out. Good thing we took him out. And he was just kind of released in this statement as an afterthought. If he was this big political propaganda guy that we had never exposed, it would have been news everywhere that we got Adam Gadahn, we got an Al-Qaeda operative, we got one of the top media lieutenants. But no, it's kind of pushed off to the side because we had already been exposing this guy for years and years. But CNN still running with the PSYOP because they think people are stupid out there. Now, let's just go back to the headline of this. U.S. hostage, U.S. killed American hostage in counter-op in January, counterterrorism op. So it talks about the American and the Italian hostage. And President Obama takes full responsibility for this death. He ordered the op. He said it was my fault. And he's come out and said, hey, man, I stand by. I put my name on all those drone strikes. Well, we produced a video back in December of 2012. We played a little bit of it on the Alex Jones Show today with David Knight. I want to play the whole thing now. And this is a memorial service that President Obama was going to for Sandy Hook families and talking about those children that were killed and all the other children that are killed by gun violence. You can find the full video titled Obama Orders Children Murdered on Prison Planet Live. It's got over 200,000 views. And basically what I wanted to illustrate, I produced this video because it really pissed me off watching him sit up there and pontificate about how, you know, these children were victims and there's gun violence and all this is for all the children of gun victims everywhere. When this man goes out and orders men, women, and children who are innocent to be bombed on a regular basis. And I think he should be held accountable for that. So we're going to go to this full video. We're going to go to break. And then right before we come back, we're going to play a report from John Bound talking about another one of Obama's crimes, this massive prison break that he just basically signed off on with his own, you know, little red blood dripping pen. So we'll be back right after this. It's InfoWars Nightly News. And I'm your host, Rob Due.
Warning, viewer discretion is advised. You are going to see the evidence that President Obama knowingly and consciously orders the murder of men, women, and children, signs death orders where entire weddings or village gatherings are bombed by drones and other aircraft, knowing that children would be killed, and simply calling them collateral damage. Dehumanizing them down to the word collateral damage. Think of the magnitude of that. We're going to show you the mainstream news articles where they admit he signs death orders to kill people in cars with their children. Even in the fictional Scarface, Tony Montana won't blow up the car when there's little kids in the back of it. You got to be really evil to do this. And we've just gotten to where it's passe, it's no big deal. And he has massively increased the drone strikes, even since the warmonger George W. Bush. And it is sickening and disgusting that Democrats, because he was given a peace prize, why not give Hitler one or Stalin? Because he's trendy, he's liberal, he's supposedly black. It's cool when he kills people and destroys Libya and now uses Al-Qaeda against Syria. It's so sick. And then you have that as a backdrop while he gets up there and fake cries and says, we've got to ban guns. And he's assigned a new task force that outside of Congress is going to call to ban guns. And Reuters says, be a dictator, Obama. They came out today. Use executive orders and take people's semi-autos. They don't need that for hunting. It's not for hunting. It's to protect ourselves from tyranny. And it's just so over the top because with Bush, it was bad enough, but he was just a warmonger. With Obama, you get to hear about how he's like Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King rolled into one. And he's this man of peace. And it's so loving what he's doing. And it's sick. So we're going to show you just some in just a few countries of the documented dead children where the Pentagon admits they killed them and the death orders that President Obama has signed. And part of the Twitter feed we're going to use is off of a researcher, Josh Begley, who went and tweeted out, took him days to do it, all of the lethal drone strikes on children that have happened in the last few years. And it is just incredible. And it is hypocrisy on steroids. I would also add that YouTube, we're going to first air this on InfoWars Nightly News, YouTube will allow images of dead children when it's in mainstream news. Back in the 60s, they allowed the image of burning children hit with napalm on via CBS, and that helped in the war. Now we're not allowed to see the flag-draped coffins. Now, unless it's mainstream news, we can't show you the images of these dead children. So make no mistake, it will be flagged, it will be blocked, it will be banned. So you be sure and get this video when you see it and post it on every channel out there. Because it starts with Obama giving a speech about loving children. It's totally hollow and hypocritical. And then it moves through just some of the children he has directly ordered be killed. And then it just shows some simple mainstream news article photos. But again, because of the context we're putting it in, his hypocrisy, the censors will try to block you seeing something that ended the Vietnam War and could end all of these undeclared illegal wars. We're trying to save children here. Not just the children killed at Sandy Hook, the 20, but the thousands killed by these illegal wars. And so everyone who really cares about children and just doesn't want to buy into the hype in the name of banning guns needs to get this video out to everyone they know. This is a very important piece put together by Rob Dew. The system does not want you to see it, so save it, burn it on disc, show it on local access television, and get it out on every video channel on the web. And when YouTube censors, like they've done in the past, we will simply use their attack on free speech and the truth as a way to get it out to even more people. We use the enemy's actions against them. So here is the report.
We gather here in memory of 20 beautiful children and 6 remarkable adults. They lost their lives in a school that could have been any school, in a quiet town full of good and decent people that could be any town in America. Here in Newtown, I come to offer the love and prayers of a nation. I can only hope it helps for you to know that you're not alone in your grief. That our world too has been torn apart. That all across this land of ours, we have wept with you. We've pulled our children tight. And you must know that whatever measure of comfort we can provide, we will provide. As a community, you've inspired us, Newtown. In the face of indescribable violence, in the face of unconscionable evil, you've looked out for each other. And you've cared for one another. And you've loved one another. This is how Newtown will be remembered. And with time and God's grace, that love will see you through. But we as a nation, we are left with some hard questions. And we learned that our most important job is to give them what they need to become self-reliant and capable and resilient, ready to face the world without fear. And we know we can't do this by ourselves. It comes as a shock at a certain point where you realize no matter how much you love these kids, you can't do it by yourself. That this job of keeping our children safe and teaching them well is something we can only do together with the help of friends and neighbors. The help of a community and the help of a nation. And in that way, we come to realize that we bear responsibility for every child because we're counting on everybody else to help look after ours. That we're all parents, that they're all our children. This is our first task. Caring for our children. It's our first job. If we don't get that right, we don't get anything right. That's how, as a society, we will be judged. And by that measure, can we truly say, as a nation, that we're meeting our obligations? we honestly say that we're doing enough to keep our children, all of them, safe from harm? Can we claim as a nation that we're all together there, letting them know that they're loved and teaching them to love in return? Can we say that we're truly doing enough to give all the children of this country the chance they deserve to live out their lives in happiness and with purpose? I've been reflecting on this the last few days, and if we're honest with ourselves, the answer is no. We're not doing enough. And we will have to change. Since I've been president, this is the fourth time we have come together to comfort a grieving community torn apart by mass shootings. Fourth time we've hugged survivors. The fourth time we've consoled the families of victims. And in between, there have been an endless series of deadly shootings across the country, almost daily reports of victims, many of them children, in small towns and big cities all across America. Victims whose, much of the time, their only fault was being in the wrong place at the wrong time. We can't tolerate this anymore. These tragedies must end. And to end them, we must change. If there's even one step we can take to save another child, then surely we have an obligation to try. In the coming weeks, I'll use whatever power this office holds to engage my fellow citizens, from law enforcement to mental health professionals to parents and educators, in an effort aimed at preventing more tragedies like this. Because what choice do we have? We can't accept events like this as routine. Are we really prepared to say that we're powerless in the face of such carnage? That the politics are too hard? Are we prepared to say that such violence visited on our children year after year after year is somehow the price of our freedom? There's only one thing we can be sure of, and that is the love that we have for our children, for our families, for each other. The warmth of a small child's embrace. That is true. The memories we have of them, the joy that they bring, the wonder we see through their eyes, that fierce and boundless love we feel for them, a love that takes us out of ourselves and binds us to something larger. We know that's what matters. We know we're always doing right when we're taking care of them, when we're teaching them well, when we're showing acts of kindness. We don't go wrong when we do that. That's what we can be sure of. Charlotte, Daniel, Olivia, Josephine, Anna, Dylan, Madeline, Catherine, Chase, Jesse, James, Grace, Emily, Jack, Noah, Caroline, Jessica, Benjamin, Evelio, Allison. God has called them all home. For those of us who remain, let us find the strength to carry on and make our country worthy of their memory.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
What I'm not going to do is just wait. I think it's fair to say that I've shown a lot of patience, tried to work on a bipartisan basis as much as possible, and I'm going to keep on doing so. But in the meantime, let's figure out what we can do lawfully through executive action.
Obama's executive amnesty 2015. Texas Congressman Lamar Smith dubbed it the worst prison break in history. 2 years ago, ICE officials released into the United States more than 36,000 illegals with 88,000 convictions under their belt, 200 convictions of homicide, 400 sexual assault convictions, and around 16,000 drunk or drugged driving convictions. Thanks to FOIA requests by Judicial Watch, we know that the Department of Homeland Security told 166,000 more convicted illegals to deport themselves. Of course, none of them left. And now we have a grand total of 195,900 convicted illegals wandering around the United States, all thanks to President Obama. Just last week, an illegal raped his girlfriend's 10-year-old daughter in Louisiana. Another illegal raped a 10-year-old Alabama girl. In 2014, there were 418 child rapes by illegal aliens in 1 month alone in North Carolina. The ACLU recently demanded that religious groups provide abortions for the upwards of 80% of women raped and impregnated as they clamored for Obama's promise of amnesty. The federal government has wasted $41 million taxpayer dollars deporting and importing illegals on half-full charter planes. At $8,149 per flight hour on average, whether the flights are full or not. According to U.S. Census figures, illegals will account for 51 million of the U.S. population in just 8 years, a historic 82% of the population. Scarcity of jobs for U.S. citizens and major cultural changes aside, by 2023, 1 in 7 U.S. residents could potentially have a criminal past overlooked by the U.S. government. John Bound, InfoWars.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Now, before we get to the biggest polluter on the planet that we've caught red-handed in, like, multiple, there's government documents going on this. People are taking pictures of it. Towns are, and cities are being evacuated because of this polluter. All right. I want to get to this autism, whole autism vaccine thing. I want to go through that a little bit. And it started today on the Alex Jones Show when Jakari was on with David Knight. And there was an article that they were talking about, if anti-vaccine parents rode the magic school bus. And this was a little propaganda outfit that was put together in, I guess, in Jakari's age. I don't really remember the magic school bus too much. But these college humor, came out with a cartoon called, if anti-vaccine parents rode the magic school bus. Now, I don't know if these people have done their homework or not on vaccines. I'm just assuming they're looking at what is out there and going, ha ha, these are tinfoil hat wearers. We got to put the hippie, we got to put the old man, we got to put the granola mom in and make fun of them. But I got on the internet today just doing a quick search on other things, and this article popped up from Natural News called Vaccines Cause Autism, says confidential document from corrupt drug company. Well, who is the corrupt drug company? It's GlaxoSmithKline. And it's a huge document. It's thousands of pages long. And they say that in the article. You really have to do your digging. Here's the front cover page. And it's on the Inforex Hexa. Hexa stands for how many diseases they're going to pump into you at that time. They pump in six, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, hepatitis B, and a couple other things I can't really pronounce because I'm not a scientist. I'm just a stupid American that had a public school education. But this is a hexavalent vaccine. And here it's signed, let's look, it's signed by Dr. Felix Arlano, who's the vice president, head biological clinical safety and pharmacovigilance, head of GlaxoSmithKline Biologicals. And there's the date he signed it, and there's the signature, okay? Signed document, and you can print the 1,000-plus pages of this if you want. Signed document. And all you have to do is go to the link, it's provided in the Natural News article, and then you go to a search form. Show them how it's done. You type in autism right there in the search function. And you click go. And it takes you, look, here's the first two spots. Those are on page 24. But before we get to those, I want to show you what that is. I want to list what this is. Come to me, guys, right here. So this is a table. Summary tabulation of Inforex Hexa adverse events. 23rd October 2009 to 22nd October 2011. All right. There it is. And we can see this, the system class, HGLT, I guess that's what actually happens. The event, how it, was it listed? Is it serious or non-serious? And the total cases. Well, now let's go to page 24 where it has it on there because you got to go through a few pages to get to it. And it's got all kinds of side effects, people. I mean, I'm getting to page 24 of these. Woo, a lot of side effects. Almost there. It's just got a lot you got to go through. Some aren't that big a deal, like foot deformity, you know. So, mental impairment disorders, event, autism. How many events? Two. Total two. So they're mentioning right there that there's two different adverse events of autism. But there's more. If you go to Appendix 4E, cumulative tabulation of all unlisted events from serious unlisted spontaneous reports to and all serious unlisted reactions from clinical trial cases reported since launch. So this is getting them from a couple different lists, from clinical trials and from other lists that they were conducting. And you can see what it says up here, the number of adverse events and level of seriousness. That you can find on page 544. Well, you go to page 578, autism. Number of events, 5. Serious, yes. Here's another autism. Well, it wasn't too serious. You know, it was just one that wasn't too serious. But we had 5 that were pretty serious. Nothing to worry about, though. Now let's continue on. Page 584. Here it is again, listed under a psychiatric disorder. Unlike here, it's a nervous system disorder right there. Nervous system disorder. So, and then there's other tables where it lists autism. You know, you could go through and read them all. It gets actually here, and here it lists infrarex hexa, female, 5 months old. She gets autism, epilepsy, and a developmental delay. The case outcome's unresolved. It was reported that diagnosis confirmed, but no data provided. So there it is. Here's the signed cover sheet by the doctor. You can see for yourself. Go to the Natural News article. We're going to put it back up on screen. You can see the signature. Dr. Felix Arlano, MD, Vice President, Head of Biological Clinical Safety and Pharmacovigilance of GlaxoSmithKline. They're keeping all the records, okay? They know it causes autism. They know it. But they don't want you to know it. So they have these congressional hearings where they get doctors up here that are most likely, when they get out of the CDC, are going to go get jobs working for these vaccine companies. And they're going to keep pushing them. They're going to keep making more lists of it. And I didn't even talk about all the other adverse events, like the epilepsy and the encephalopathy, whatever that is, encephalopathy. I can't even say all these words. But that's where your head, you're having tremors and your head expands and it starts to swell. I mean, it's horrible, the things that these vaccines cause. Yet we got to put up with all these damn cartoons and these reports that come out and all this fake news that vaccines are good for you and that we have to have them. It's a total bunch of BS and it really pisses me off, but not as much. Well, actually, that does piss me off more than this. But now we're going to expose the biggest polluter on the planet. All right? This is a corporation that's been in existence for a very, 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 very long time. Now, they've been caught in Chile, and they've had to evacuate a couple of towns in Chile. I'm going to give you the name of these towns. The town of Ensenada and the nearby city of Puerto Montt, gateway to the popular Patagonia region. They've been blanketed with the ash accumulation coming out of the giant smokestack of the giant world polluter. That's the biggest polluter of all time. And I'm going to go over just some of the things that this polluter pollutes, one of which is sulfur dioxide. Hydrogen sulfide. Well, you know, the USGS also puts that carbon dioxide is one of their pollutants, but, you know, we know plants breathe that. They're claiming it is hydrogen chloride, hydrogen fluoride, and a bunch of secondary gas emissions. And who is this? Who is this? It's a volcano. Yeah, there's a volcano in Chile. It's the Calbuco volcano is now erupting in Chile. There's some amazing time-lapse footage and amazing photos of this. You could see the lightning. Scroll down and show them the lightning coming out of this volcano. Okay? That's how much ash and how much it is changing the atmosphere. I mean, that is amazing stuff. That is Mother Nature at its finest. But I don't know why Al Gore isn't down there with a giant cork, along with the EPA and all the other greenies out there trying to stop this volcano from erupting. I mean, we can't let the Earth pollute the earth. We just can't let that happen. We have to put a stop to it because we're Americans, damn it. We have to stop this stuff. We can't just be putting sulfur dioxide on the atmosphere. That's bad for our planet, right? I just had to put a little lightning on the end of this news day, especially with this vaccine information. I mean, it really does get on my nerves with the amount of vaccine propaganda we have to put up with. Now we've got the law in California that looks like it's going to pass where they're going to try to put those mandatory forced vaccinations into the arms of all the little kids out there. And it's disgusting that we have signed documents that this stuff causes autism, amongst other things, and they just put it out there like it's no big deal. We're going to end the news now, and then we're going to come back and actually play a report from David Knight, who went to a car show this weekend, because there's another way they're going to attack us. They're going to not let us work on our cars, and eventually not let us drive our cars. So he had a man on the street report of that. This is the InfoWars Nightly News. And the way you support us is by becoming members of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's your membership that you can share with up to 20 people. Y'all could all be watching at the same time from your house, from your computer, on your smartphone, wherever you're at. It's only $5.95 a month, and it helps fund everything you see here. We're actually working on a new addition, upgrade to the old Nightly News studio. We're going to be upgrading that and bringing that back in to the pipeline so we could do more shows. We could have two or three shows going out of here a day instead of just the Alex Jones Show and then the Nightly News. We're going to have more reports. We're just going to start pumping out information because the time is now. What are you doing? If you can't actually get out and fight the info war, help us out monetarily. It really does help. Appreciate it. This is Rob Dew for InfoWars Nightly News signing off. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, tomorrow is Tax Freedom Day, so everything that you've worked for up until tomorrow, you can actually start saving after that. It's your money. But until then, it all goes to the Federal Reserve, private, run for profit. That's it. It's all ours. It's all we got. See you later. Bye.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. When it comes to you and your family's health, InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We're here at the Lone Star Roundup in Austin, Texas. This is their 14th year here. It's one of the biggest and best classic car shows in the country. All the cars here are 1963 or older. That means that they're at least 52 years old. You're going to see a lot of different changes here, but it's also a reflection of America's love of the car culture, and what it brings to us, independence and freedom. So we're going to talk to some of the people here and see what they think about the near future where drivers are banned from the highway.
Driving a car, there's something about driving a classic car with the windows down. Don't even have to have the radio on. You can hear the motor. You can't beat it.
I'd get rid of my wife almost before I'd get rid of some of my cars.
Well, it's an original 1964 Woody Gilmore car out of California.
From this little on, I've been, you know, taking motors apart, taking Volkswagen apart when I was like 8 years old, you know. So, it's just almost a lifestyle. I wouldn't know what to do without cars.
I've been messing with them ever since I was 14 years old.
The only thing that's not original is the motor and the body panels, but it is an original 1963 Top Fuel car.
That's a beautiful car.
Well, it's Tweety Bird. It was gone for 50 years, and he sold it to pay for his first child being born in 1962. And we were at a swap meet, and a guy answered his cell phone and says, "We need to move the Model A out of the garage in Tweety." And I go, "Oh my gosh!" So I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, "Tweety doesn't happen to be a yellow 32, does it?" And he goes, "Yes." The guy says, "I own your car."
You ever seen this? Google self-driving car. Yeah. No steering wheel, no brakes. Would you want to ride in that car?
No. I got to have some control over what I'm in.
Google self-driving car?
Right, yeah, I saw it in.
No steering wheel, no brakes.
Yeah, that's scary. I spent 33 years in the United States Air Force, so, you know, I'm familiar with all navigation systems. And I've been in places with GPS that took me in the wrong direction.
How's that computer going to react when a deer jumps out in front of you or something falls out of the sky and you can see it coming down? Maybe it's out of its range.
Have you seen the Google car that has no steering wheel and no brakes?
Yes, yeah. I looked this out last week, actually.
How would you feel to get in a car like that?
I don't know. I guess I wouldn't really, I wouldn't feel comfortable at all.
What do you think about autonomous driving cars, the cars where you don't have a steering wheel or brakes? They're talking about using that extensively.
I think I may see it when I'm an old man, maybe, but
I still think humans are going to be driving them, and the humans are going to be in control of them for, I know, the rest of my life now.
Do you think that they will ban driving initially on, eventually on the road?
I wouldn't be surprised if eventually, but I don't see it anytime soon in our lifetime, or at least not in as long as I'm driving. Hopefully it's after my lifetime or our lifetime. But my personal opinion, I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Ford, I think, has just put out a thing that will keep you from speeding. So it'll basically break your car if you go above the speed limit. It'll slow you down.
I don't like it, but I don't drive Fords either. So.
Autonomous driving cars, are the government tracking every mile that we drive and taxing us on every mile that we drive? How do you feel about that?
I do not like it.
Okay, they're charging. Everywhere's turning into a toll road, right?
Yeah.
And they got the easy tag. How long is it going to be before they go, okay, you went through toll number 3 at this time, and you went through toll number 4 at this time. Well, you went 90 miles an hour from here to there, and they're going to send you a ticket in the mail.
They're putting black boxes in all of the new cars, and probably retrofit it back to any of the cars that are on the street. That's going to measure how fast you accelerate, how fast you corner. They're going to give that information to the insurance companies. What do you think about that, and the government?
I don't like that. I'm glad I don't have one on my car.
The human factor needs to be there. You can't have everything computerized.
The CEO of Uber has said that once they get self-driving cars, once they get autonomous driving cars, car ownership will go away. That's their goal. What do you think about that?
They're going to have a hard time with that, I think. I mean, I think a lot of people are getting fed up with the infringement on our freedoms, with the spying and all this kind of stuff, you know? It's like, why are you spying on us, listening to my phone call and all that, and you're going to tell me I can't drive my car and I'm not going to have the freedom to go where I want to go? No way. It'll be a fight then.
Well, I've talked to a lot of people here at the Lone Star Roundup. Everybody believes that there's a future where we're not going to be able to drive cars. Everybody believes that the future is going to have less freedom. Nobody believes that it's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years. Even the young people don't think that it'll happen within their lifetime. We have to wake up to how rapidly things are changing and understand that unless we take steps, it will happen. And it will happen sooner than anybody thinks. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.